And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Got a nice, tasty program all lined up for you tonight. No matter where you may be listening, perhaps you are listening in Cowichan Lake, maybe on Caper Radio in Sydney, CKXU in Lethbridge, possibly CHSR up the highway from Local FM in Fredericton, maybe in Bombay, Newfoundland, on the Voice of Bombay. Wherever you are, welcome to the show. Going to start off with something a little different from normal. We're going to play three songs by offspring of Bob Marley. So they're all reggae flavored because most of his children who have produced music have gone with the genre that their father was so instrumental in inventing. And I went through a lot of their music to try and find things that I thought were really exceptional and good and cool, and just for the curiosity factor as well. So let's get going. First up, we're going to play something from Ziggy Marley, from Stephen Marley, and from Damien Jr. Gong Marley. I think there are 9 Marley children in total, Ziggy being the most prominent and famous. But let's get started with All Night by Damien Jr. Gong Marley here on Ear Candy. We'll be right back.
drug this afternoon. And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. I'ma keep you warm. It's cold outside. Protect you from the storm. The world outside. You know I love you, baby. No need to worry about me. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile. Do your very best. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect.
Tell me, what am I supposed to do? While you got me sitting here waiting on you. Baby, hurry, hurry, come back and give me some love in this afternoon. Cause I can't wait to see you smile. Could you stay a little while and do the things that only lovers do? Trying not to think about how I'm gonna do without your touch, your touch. And I can't stop thinking about the loving that I'm needing now so much. And until you come back to me, there will be
no cigarette smoking in my room.
No, 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 no.
No alcoholic beverage in my room.
Red wine and Guinness.
Gonna give you some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
Real soon.
Hey, give me some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
How soon? How soon?
Give me some good love this afternoon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
Step into my own.
Personal revolution. Baby, I need a revolution. My own revolution. My personal revolution. Oh, can you save me? Who
'cause heartbreak is so hard to take. And then I lay down in the bed that I make, crying, crying, tears of change. I'm fighting, fighting every day. I know there must be a better way. So I need a revolution, my own revolution, my personal revolution. Hey, I need a revolution, my own revolution, a personal revolution. My very own revolution, a personal revolution.
Yeah. So that was Ziggy Marley, actually born David Marley, but everyone knows him as Ziggy. That's his whole career. I guess if you have to have kind of a name to go by, Ziggy's kind of cool. Personal Revolution off of his record from a couple of years ago. He's actually fairly prolific. Wild and Free was the name of the record. No Cigarette Smoking from Stephen Marley. And All Night, Damien Jr. Gong Marley. That was off of Jam Rock, his most popular record. It's interesting because I have a Facebook page dedicated to ear candy and I post the playlist. So I've done that as I'm speaking... doing the show live, posted the playlist, it's done. And I always try and put a link to the artist so that if someone was actually looking up the Facebook page and wanted to know what was being played and wanted to know more about the artist, one click and you're sent to their website. Cool, right? It also tells me how many people follow a particular artist. And let me tell you, those Marley children, they aren't sort of fringe. I mean, we're talking about having 4 and 5 and, you know, 7 million followers, like top drawer stuff. Surprising to me. Anyway, I love those songs. I think I like All Night the best. The sound of it is something I'm not getting tired of. And I like Personal Revolution. Ziggy's been around a long time. In fact, he did the theme song for those who are parents out there, parents of a certain age. You might remember the children's television show Arthur the Aardvark. And the theme song to that show was Ziggy Marley. And his music is known for very uplifting, positive kind of reggae. So if you remember that show, that was Ziggy. And I think his most popular record, he made it with his initial band called the Melody Makers. Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers was called Conscious Party way back in the day. And I particularly liked the title track from that record. Anyway, that's enough reggae. Hey, we're in the mood. It's feeling good. Next up, we're going to hear a track from July Talk, Toronto band, guy, girl, gruff voice, sweet voice, yin and yang. They got another record out called Touch. This is a track from that. It's called Beck and Call. And it features, actually, cool enough, it features Tanya Takic, who won the Polaris Prize a few years back. And she's an Inuit throat singer. So let's keep an ear out for what she does on this particular track. All right, here we go. This is, again, Beck and Call. Hey.
racist boy from Pictou County. Never made trouble for the town or the Mounties. Enlisted there, then they shipped him away. Sends his letters home in the same way. He said, the battle wages on. My heart remains at home. If this is my last goodbye, I'm living, I'm ready, my last goodbye. If this is my last chance, I'll keep it steady, cause I'm ready for my last goodbye. If this is my time, I'm gonna shine, pray the road stays high. If this is my last goodbye, I'm living, I'm ready for my last goodbye. I was born, I was made for this. I was born, I was raised to be free. Fire and sweat in the burning sun, yeah. Lose that smile, there's work to be done, yeah. Running on fumes, can't rest our heads down. Keep on pushing or we'll wind up dead now. He said, the battle wages on. My heart remains at home, yeah. If this is my last goodbye, I'm living, I'm ready, my last goodbye. If this is my one chance, I'll keep it steady, cause I'm ready for my last goodbye. If this is my time, I'm gonna shine and pray the road stays high. If this is my last goodbye, I'm living, I'm ready for my last goodbye. I was born, I was made for this. I was born, I was made to be free.
Our souls have turned off. And now there were differences until there was only you and me in the sprawling field. And I kissed your loving leaves and laid down in your arms.
Yes, that's Long, Long Time. That's from Elevator, Moncton's Elevator. Actually, what Elevator is or was kind of demands a little bit of an explanation, I think, is they were the Rick White-led offshoot of Eric's Trip. So when Eric's Trip folded, Rick started recording music and he called it Elevator Through Hell. I'm not really too sure why that was, but I think that gives you some insight into his mindset. Maybe there was lots of ramifications from the Eric's Trip meltdown. And then he decided to simplify it because Elevator Through Hell is kind of a mouthful. So he started calling the band's releases Elevator Through, T-H-R-U. And then he simplified it more and called it Elevator. And the problem is when you do that in the internet age, no one can find your music because you're going to find elevator music, literally. No, it's hard to find an official fan site link for Elevator. A little bit of a weird thing. Anyway, that's from their record called Darkness Light, from the light half of the record, obviously. And I would heartily recommend that record, the light side. The dark side I didn't find so hot. I like a lot of their dark music, just not that particular record. And before that, we heard from J.D. Fortune, who did the Battle of Pictou Harbor. The Battle for Pictou Harbor, and I understand that J.D. Fortune, who won a reality TV show called Rockstar and fronted for many years the Aussie rock band INXS, is now back living in Pictou. So, hey, that's where he's from originally, and now he's gone back home, and hopefully everything's good for him. He's been trying since he was dumped from INXS. He was fired from the band twice, apparently for heavy drug use. That just made them uncomfortable. And the second time, looks like it led to the band just calling it quits. You know, they just couldn't get it together with him anymore for whatever reason. We don't know all the details, and they just folded. Said, well, we're done. And it's a shame because J.D. Fortune has a hell of a great singing voice. And I have to say, in sort of sussing out his solo work, a really considerable songwriter. He's got instincts and he's a good lyricist and so forth. So it's a kind of a shame that some of his music hasn't brought him enough of a following to make a living from. But he also is one of these rock star cautionary tales about flying too close to the sun and having your wax wings melt, that kind of thing. And at the start of the set, we heard Beck and Call from July Talk. We're going to move on. We're going to play, in the next two sets of music, we're going to play things that have a very particular sensibility to them. We're going to start off with a track from Daniel Romano's record called Mosey. I love that as a album title, Mosey. And he's got a picture of himself, sort of black and white or gray, and hair, you know, as if he just stuck his finger in a light socket. Very, very much reminding you of Bob Dylan. Album cover. I'm not such a Bob Dylan fan that I know all of his early work, but I feel like I've seen that sort of image before. And then you listen to him sing, and his singing voice is very granular, somewhere between the late Lee Hazlewood and Bob Dylan when Bob was still actually able to sing a little bit. So it's a very singular, distinctive sound, which I like. He doesn't try to run away or smooth it up. He just goes for it with gusto. And that's the only way to do it. Just go full bore with your voice. And we're going to hear a track from that record called Toulouse. Yes, indeed we are. And a very clever song to boot, which I'm always into great songwriting. So, yeah, let's check it out. Daniel Romano, Canadian artist, featuring Rachel Adams on this particular track called Toulouse off of Mosey here on Ear Candy.
Smiling, two tall shoes. 'Cause I never had nothing, I was low down bussin', now I sure got a lot to lose. To lose, I ain't denying that I've been crying, but it ain't the blues. 'Cause I never had something that was ever worth nothing, now I sure got a lot to lose.
Come through in the clutch, and you don't make me feel. my friend, from the day we met till the bitter end. I don't know how I could have made it any other way. Yeah, you're my friend, coming through again and again. Your goodwill I never will betray. Just when I think I've handed you too much, you always find a way to come through in the clutch. And you don't make me feel I owe you, but I do.
That's Baby Bye Bye by Kitty, Daisy, and Louis III, the Durham family siblings. Yes, a family group. And uniquely enough, they record all their music by analog. Louis Durham, the singer of that particular track, I guess collected all of this old antique kind of recording machinery, and they don't do anything digitally. And I think it actually comes out in their sound, because as soon as I heard this track, it was very warm, inviting. And I'm not against digital. You can make a lot of great sounding things with digital technology, and it's so much more convenient. No argument. But sometimes you kind of wish that... Sometimes digital stuff can be cold. Yes, I'll just say that. All right, that was Kitty, Daisy, and Louis, British group. Like I say, the Durham family, multi-instrumentalists, all of them. I think 5 siblings in total in the family. 3 of them do vocals. And before that, we heard You're My Friend. That's The Eels. They've been around forever and a day. Mark Everett really is The Eels. And very prolific fellow, too. A lot of records. And before that, we heard Toulouse from Daniel Romano. I don't know, channeling the spirit of Bob Dylan and Lee Hazelwood. That's what I think. Not that he's copying. He's got his own thing. That's a very clever song, Toulouse, I must say. Quite admiring of that level of songwriting. Very clever stuff. You're My Friend by the Eels. That's off of Wonderful Glorious, which is my favorite Eels record. If you want to check that group out, that's the record to go to. Wonderful Glorious. I have a very particular reason for that, which is a lot of Eels records tend to be very downer, very cold and sad and sorrowful. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, great. I mean, you can be. I think I have to be in the right mood to be receptive to it. But it can be depressing if you're listening to it all the time. Whereas Wonderful Glorious tends to have a lot of upbeat, catchy rock songs and a warm sound to it and a more optimistic outlook. So by far, to me, that's his most successful and accessible record. In fact, on future episodes, we'll feature more Eels records. Song from that particular record. I'm definitely a fan. I think he's got a tragic personal story. Maybe on another episode I'll look up some of the details and share them with you. All right, now we're going to go on. We're getting closer to the end of the show. We're going to play a bunch of things from that have a certain sound. We're going to play something from Cody and Velvet Club, which was a project led by John Fratelli of the Fratellis, with a friend of his, Lou is her name. And something from Gutta Girl and something from Amy Winehouse. And you're going to see that there was a sound they were all zeroing in on. It wasn't so unique. They all had this 60s source of inspiration and a certain sonic palette that they thought could come back and be updated and modernized and refurbished. And Amy Winehouse obviously did that very successfully, but there were a lot of singers and groups that did it. I'm just going to sample these 3. Going to play something from Amy's most successful record called Back to Black, just an album track from it called You Know I'm No Good. something called Did We Live Too Fast from Gutter Girl, and something called Vanity Kill from Cody and Velvet Club. All right, let's get going. This is Amy, You Know I'm No Good, here on Ear Candy.
Me out like I was tanker-ing.
Back in town. Come back next week.